Thank you for tuning in to The Unabbreviated Truth with Lakia K. Hill. This episode of the Coronavirus Pandemic Series, I speak with Eva Williams, principal of Van Dyne Elementary School of the Syracuse City School District here in Syracuse, New York. Eva has 34 years in education, 7 years at Van Dyne, and she's here with a brief message for families of Van Dyne in the Syracuse City School District, giving information about education resources, the plan that they put into place for families, and an inspirational message. Tune in.
Hello. Hi, Miss Eva. How are you?
I'm good, Lakia. How are you?
I'm fine. So to all my listeners, I just want you to know who we're speaking to right now. This is Miss Eva Williams. She's the principal of Van Dyne Elementary School here in Syracuse, New York. And we thought it would be a good idea just to catch some really crucial information that may help parents from Van Dyne School, but also other parents in the school district concerning the education resources and help for parents and their students in the district. How are you doing today, Miss Eva?
I'm doing great. I am finally having a day all alone in the house. And so I am cleaning and cooking and enjoying being at home. It's great.
Yes, yes. Today is Saturday, guys. And I saw a post from Eva over the week. She was in the school. She takes these walks that she could tell us a little bit about. But during that time, she also had packets that were available for parents to pick up of schoolwork for the students in the school. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, in anticipation of school closing last Friday, so that's a week ago already, the Syracuse City School District created packets of information for students to take home. On Monday, we were organized and ready with information, books, resources, materials, and how to log into the district's website for students to take home on Monday. However, over the course of things that have happened so quickly between Friday and Monday, a lot of students come to school Monday, or their parents came to school and picked them up before we were fully ready to disseminate information. Nonetheless, we are down from a school of about 460 students to 10, 15 students who don't have any materials at home because they were not in school. So I think we're doing pretty good. Nonetheless,
yes, really good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. When I think of it in the grand scheme, I'm excited that it's only that many students without work. Our teachers have done a magnanimous job, not only at Van Dyne, but across the city, across our nation even, with making sure that as schools are closing, instruction still continues. And I'll talk more about that. So I have a handful of packets left for parents to pick up. But let's say you can't get to Van Dyne because you live across town and your parents don't have a car. Or you as a parent don't have a car or any resource to get there, any school in your neighborhood will be happy to help. I have students who live in my school's neighborhood that don't attend Van Dyne for a whole host of reasons. And when they come up to get the grab and go lunch, and here in Syracuse, you can pick up a breakfast and lunch in a grab and go bag Monday through Friday from 10 to 12. You can find the listing of schools that are doing grab-and-go lunches on the Syracuse City School District website or on your own child's school's website. But nonetheless, I will ask children or parents when they come to the door, do you have materials for your child? And if they say yes, they got their materials earlier in the week, I'll say fantastic. When you come next week, if you're short and you need things, let me know. I can hustle up some more books, pencils, paper, whatever you might need. And so I'm going to offer that to parents. I know my colleague, sister, and brothers, principals, they will be excited to do the same. We don't want any child home without the ability to learn.
Great. Now, I know you had mentioned to me earlier that there are some online resources available for students in the district and your students as well, but you guys are doing something really unique for parents whose families may not have laptops or computers, but more than likely may have a phone per se. So you're doing something with Facebook. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes, we have a very active Facebook page. And I would say about half of our teachers are that tech savvy, or by team, they're collaborating. So the third grade team, there are four teachers on that team. They are collaborating to have a third grade Facebook page, a kindergarten Facebook page, a second grade. So teachers are on there teaching via Facebook. Facebook is one of those free tools that allows us to level the playing field. Some of the more technical learning platforms you might need to have a computer for, but most every parent, grandparent even, has access to Facebook. So if you go to the Van Dyne Elementary-Syracuse Facebook page, you will find that our teachers are teaching, including phys ed. We have science projects on there, grade level teaching. There's lots of information on how to go on virtual field trips, how to exercise. Oh. Yes, there are a lot of museums, zoos, aquariums that are doing virtual field trips nationally as well as internationally. So there are a lot of learning experiences that you can access off of Facebook. Many other of my sister brother schools are also having Facebook pages. I know that the Latin school, the principal is doing morning announcements every day. So get on the Facebook, get involved, and learning is still happening citywide as well as nationwide. Another thing that our students have access to, for those students whose parents have computers, iPads, Kindles, even the telephone, you can get on to Clever. Clever is the platform that the Syracuse City School District uses. And once you get on Clever, you have access to the ELA and math computer-based programs that we use with our students. So there's programming via Clever. And for the littles, teachers included their IDs and passwords in their packets that went home. And I just want to say, when you think of packet, don't think of an envelope, like a manila envelope. Think of like a serious bag of stuff, like a whole bag of goodies that the children took home for learning. So get on Clever. The older kids should know. Also, Classroom Dojo is another platform that our teachers are using. Some of them are teaching on Dojo. You can communicate one-to-one with your teachers on Dojo. We have a school-wide Dojo, and I post to it very regularly, making sorts of community service announcements on the Dojo come from me, where to access food if you need it, resources if you need it. That's on Dojo. So we have
now, excuse me, really quickly, Miss Eva, just to stay there really quickly, if you can just tell some of us what Dojo is.
Dojo is an app. It's an app on the cell phone. If you go to your app store, you can download Classroom Dojo. And you, by now, this point in the year, hopefully all of the parents are connected to Dojo via the teacher. So the teacher and the parent have to communicate, get the password, and put it on the phone. So Dojo is a telephone app. And once you get on Dojo, you can, there's some teaching going on. The teachers are providing other resource information. And these things that I'm telling you are not unique to Van Dyne. So I would suggest parents contact their schools. School is staffed part of the day right now, so you can get your questions answered via the telephone if you call your schools. And stay in touch. You're not alone, parents. You're not alone, community. We are here to and to help.
Right. And when we were talking about family engagement, like now it's full-fledged. This is where it is. This is where the foot meets the pavement and we move in full force. Would you agree? I know your school has a history, a successful history, actually, of engaging parents and families throughout the years. You know, we've seen you on the news, you guys on the news. You've done projects outside in the community. With all of this happening right now, where would you say that moving forward, since things change by the hour? Excuse me, JL. Really? Sorry, everyone. That was my daughter. Where would you say that? Where would you say that we are on a scale of 1 to 10 that parent involvement stands as important?
Parent engagement, and I'm not even going to say parent, I'm going to say family, because it's right. Going to take the entire family. Maybe mom has to work, so auntie has to kick in, or grandma has to kick in, or cousins are all over at grandma's now, and grandma is not so tech savvy. So family engagement is paramount. We have to stay connected as a community. You'll see on some of my Facebook posts, I'm not even using the word community anymore. I'm talking about neighbors. I'm talking about an intimacy that has to happen between families, schools, our neighbors. We can do this electronically. We can do it. If I got to scream out my window and help my neighbor out, I'm going to do it. We can survive this and come out stronger if we stay connected and are communicating using all the resources that we have right now. I want to remind everyone that Spectrum is giving free access to internet for families that have never had accounts or have had access to internet in their home. So contact Spectrum and see if you're eligible so that you can get your internet connected. Because if you have those tools, if you have a computer but no internet, if you have tablets, if you have other resources, you know, the electronic goodies, the PSPs, the young people know what I'm talking about. We can access the web in a lot of ways. If you check out the Van Dyne Facebook page, I posted how to mirror your cell phone onto your smart TV so that your TV screen becomes a monitor and your cell phone becomes the keyboard. There's a lot of things that we can do using the tools that we have. But going back quickly to family engagement, we have to stay connected. This is the time, parents, and I'm speaking directly to every adult listening, you must use these resources. Get on Facebook. Find out if your school has a Facebook page. How are they communicating? If you're fortunate and you're on Google Classroom, if your students have Chromebooks, you're set. But for the other population, use the Facebook. If you want to cut off after we get back to school, more power to you. But the resources that we are trying to create very creatively in a very short window of time, we had 4 days to get it together.
4 days.
And in yes. 4 days,
4 days,
teachers are up and running teaching. You want to know how to blend. You want to know how to do letter sounds. You want to do math, science, field trips, gym, art, music. It's all on there. And again, I'll give the Van Dyne Facebook page, Van Dyne, V-A-N, Dyne, D-U-Y-N, dash Syracuse. That's our Facebook. You can go from there into the whole depth of the world, because I'm posting my school, I am sharing what other schools are posting, and it's a way to stay in touch.
Really quickly, if you can just describe within that those 4 days, the synergy between you and your colleagues in the district that took place to pull this together. What was that experience like?
That experience was awe-inspiring. We joked a couple of weeks ago when things were looking kind of fuzzy in the world that every day we were teaching while the rest of the world was out hoarding toilet paper. But we laughed about it. But when it came down to brass tacks last Friday and we realized something was seriously on the Syracuse horizon, we started pulling together materials. So I met with every team last Friday. And that's Friday the 13th. And we talked about what do we need to do to be ready by next week, Friday, the 20th.
Wow.
And then I said, next week, Friday, let's look at what would happen if we had to close by Wednesday. What would happen if we had to close on Monday? So we came up with some scenarios and plans. The building was open on Sunday. I had teachers come to school on Sunday, and we pulled together materials. Monday, everyone in the school was working. We were making copies, gathering materials. We were getting the resources from the district. The district staff and the community, last week, Saturday the 14th, 200 volunteers went to the district's warehouse and started pulling together materials. So in a span of 5 days, yeoman's work has been done. Platforms were created for teaching. Websites were created. Facebook pages were created for classrooms. Signing parents onto Dojo. Lunches were served. We gave out this week, yesterday, 100 of the grab and goes left Van Dyne yesterday, 100. So use the resources, family. We're working hard. And as much as we have to practice social distancing, come grab and go food, grab and go materials while we still can do these things.
Yes. Wonderful. I thank you so much for taking this brief time to have this discussion that's so important and crucial to our families and the students in the Syracuse School District. And also these Facebook pages are public. So if any of our listeners who have children would like to see what those virtual field trips are like, in addition to maybe some of the work that you have in your own districts, if you're not a part of the Syracuse City School District, I'm sure you can also feel free to go and visit and take a tour of some of those field trips. I know I will. It sounds very interesting. I just want to commend you and your staff and the district entire in its entirety of all the work that you do. Personally, you know, don't think that teachers get enough of the recognition that they need. They don't ask for it, certainly. However, it's really important that not only we talk about the support of parents, but in particularly times like this, we talk about the support of teachers and administration as well. It's all a collective, and you guys are a great example of what that is and what that looks like in these times. So thank you so much for all that you do, Miss Eva Williams. I love you so much. I really appreciate you and respect you and admire you for all, like I said, that you've been doing. I hope that this helps a lot of our listeners, and love for all my guests, Eva, to give either a word of encouragement before we close out, or something that a nice message that you would like to leave listeners with. So what would you say?
I'm going to say, first of all, Lakia, thank you for this platform. When you invited me to speak, I was like, oh no, I can't do this. But the fact is, we are called for the time in which we are in. Every day I say to my students when I do the morning announcements that we are to say to one another, I am so glad you were born for such a time as this, to live, learn, and love here with one another. So I'm going to say that I am so glad that we are all born for such a time as this. God has given us everything that we need. He is saying to us, look at one another. We need to come on the other side of this as a more loving, kind, peaceful, gentle, compassionate, and understanding world. But if I have to say anything, I want to say this to the families. Get yourselves organized. School is wonderful. We want you to keep learning. We want you to keep doing these academic pieces, but also take time to love one another, to share stories, to call your grandparents if they're not, call your family if you all don't live nearby. Use WhatsApp to video conference with each other. Practice the social distancing. Use the technology. I live in Syracuse. My mom is in DC. My sister is in Virginia, and the other one is in Maryland. We did a WhatsApp call this morning. We talked for an hour. I spoke to my children in who also are in Virginia on, I don't know what tool we use, something on this Facebook portal. And we talked, and I saw all the kids. And so you're not alone, because you don't have to be alone.
Yes.
There are lots of people out here. There's a phone number. It's on the Facebook page again, where you can call Catholic Charities if you're feeling down and you want to talk to somebody. So Syracuse and Onondaga County is a blessed place. We have a lot of resources.
Yes.
And we're not afraid right now to make sure everybody is receiving goodness, kindness, and love.
And on that note, we will end. This is Lakia Hill on the Unabbreviated Truth with my special guest, Eva Williams, principal of Van Dyne Elementary School. God bless and Godspeed, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.